Today, of course, we get this remarkable passage, the Magnificat of Mary from the Gospel of Luke, which is not just Mary's response to Elizabeth, of course, it's Mary's response to God. And in it, Mary makes recourse to all those passages from our responsorial psalm today, but alters them a little bit, because now all the promises made in the psalm that we were that Hank was reading, all of those promises now have come to fulfillment in her. We hear, you know, a lot of people get confused, you know, when they hear that line, you know, the Almighty, you know, from this day on, all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is His name. Sometimes people think, wow, that doesn't sound very humble to me. Everybody's going to call me blessed. But that line is not, she's not bragging at all. You know, in fact, you have to read that line within the kind of the Hebrew context. From this day, all generations are going to call me the most fortunate person in the world for having been chosen to be the mother of the Son of God. So for all intents and purposes, what Mary is saying there, she's acknowledging, she's the most fortunate person in the world. And everybody's going to say, you're the most fortunate person in the world. And of course, it has nothing to do with, boy, you know, look at me. And now if you start looking then at Mary's response using these our responsorial psalm that Hank was reading and using kind of looking at it now from the perspective of all of God's promises have been fulfilled, we could kind of go inside it and see what's going on there. And we get this pre-announcement, right, of what God's salvific hand and what God's redemptive hand and God's salvific judgment is going to look like. Now, of course, the Israelite people thought they knew what God's salvific judgment was going to look like. When God comes in judgment, right, it's going to be a bad day. And for all intents and purposes, the judgment's going to be negative. The judgment's going to be bad. There's going to be a purifying fire. And the purifying fire is going to, you know, get everyone, you know, in Israel, who's kind of not just in Israel, in the world, you know, that has not conformed, right, in some sense to the law of God. So there's a real sense of judgment, you know, that's almost fearsome and terrifying in a way. And now Mary's saying, well, no, it's not going to be anything like that. First of all, God's Son, is coming as a baby through me, the lowliest of people. So this is not going to be a power judgment. This is not going to be a fiery, you know, judgment of justice and get, you know, everyone who's out of line. This is going to be a humble judgment. Nay, it's not a judgment. When God is coming, His judgment is in the form of redemption. It's in the form of salvation. The name of the child is to be called Jesus, which means he will save His people from their sins, right? It's Joshua, right? Yeshua, He's the saving one. So this is going to become, you know, when God comes, it's going to be not judgment, it's going to become salvation and forgiveness and compassion and through gentleness, through poverty, through simplicity and through humility. In essence, it's not a judgment of power. It is going to be salvation through love. The Son of God is coming, but He's coming as a little baby. The Son, not in power. The Son of God is coming, but He's coming to a a peasant woman of very modest means who's exceedingly humble and simple and loving and prayerful. That's how he's coming. That's the way that God, you know, wants to work. Not in power, but in simplicity, humility, and compassion and love. And so, of course, there's good news already. The high and mighty, they're going to be brought low, but they're not going to be brought low by a thunderbolt coming out of heaven saying, enough of you. They're going to be brought low by a little baby who's coming in complete simplicity and humility to give the word of the unconditional love of God. And for those who are high and mighty who don't want to accept it, yes, that is going to be a terrible loss. But the high and mighty who do accept it, they will be saved as well. And of course, everything is going to be a complete irony. The poor will be raised up, the mighty will be made low, everything is going to be reversed, everything is going to be redeemed. But above all, God's mercy is going to be present. And the fulfillment of the Abrahamic covenant way back, right? So we're talking 1800 BC, 1800 years before Mary's conception of Jesus, right? All of that is going to happen in a savior of ultimate gentleness, of ultimate compassion, of ultimate love, of ultimate forgiveness, of unconditional desire to bring us into his kingdom. It's a completely different thing from what everybody thought. And every bit of suffering is going to be redeemed through it. And everybody who wants to be healed will be healed through it if we but have faith and try to follow him. The Magnificat, Mary herself, is presenting the good news before Jesus preaches it in his own ministry, because she knows it to be the case as the fulfillment of the messianic prophecies in the Psalms we read today. Amen.